From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Hudson First Ward Supervisor Sarah Sterling expressed the need for enforced legislation countywide to stop the sale of electronic cigarettes to underage persons during a recent meeting of the Columbia County Community Services Board. Juuls, a kind of nicotine vaporizers that are easy to use discreetly and come in many flavors, are popular with teenagers. Sterling said, and I quote, "They think they aren't smoking, but they're getting as much nicotine as a cigarette," end quote. At the same meeting, Dan Almasi, County Deputy Director of Community Services, announced the start of a nicotine cessation program, and I quote, "for people invested in having a quit date," end quote. Participants follow a program that includes quitting early on. Wolfberg writes, various services are available for those, and I quote, "considering whether to quit," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. After 30 years of anticipation, Tenderhook has started paving Wildflower Road at the request of homeowners living along the cul-de-sac. The half-mile-long dead-end street off Mason Road has existed as a dirt road for about 31 years after developers failed to finish the road. Discussions about what the town would do with the road started 6 years ago. For years, residents maintained the street by filling potholes and performing other maintenance work. The Tenderhook Town Board, during a May 29th special meeting, approved a $250,000 bond to finance the project on behalf of the Wildflower Road residents and voted to commence with the work. Troy-based Newcastle Paving will do the work. Paving started May 29th, and the work is expected to take 2 weeks to complete. Town Supervisor Pat Grattan said, and I quote, "We are glad to help out the homeowners on that road. Considering it has been more than 30 years, this is a real accomplishment," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, the CAT. The Germantown School District's Odyssey of the Mind Division II team placed second in the Odyssey World Finals in Ames, Iowa. The team of 7th and 8th graders performed their Alice in Wonderland mockumentary using the croquette mats described in the classic novel to discuss present-day use and misuse of social media. More than 835 teams competed in the Odyssey competition this year. The Germantown team competed against 66 teams from 16 nations and other states to place third. Team also ranked first in style for their problem. Odyssey of the Mind is an international competition that teaches students how to develop creative problem-solving skills while having fun in the process. And you can read that full story at 985thecat.com. Ashley Miller reports for WNYT that Ichabod Crane won the Class B state championship in softball on June 9th. Ichabod Crane senior pitcher Calista Phippen pitched a no-hitter to win the semifinal game earlier in the day against Olean. Then in the afternoon, she pitched a one-hitter to beat Susquehanna Valley 2-0 to win the state championship. The Greenville softball team did not quite match Ichabod Crane, losing the Class C state semifinals June 9th to Chautauqua Lake 2-0. And you can read that full story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For more community news and information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.